is a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
To this week's edition of The Playlist. That was Daft Punk. I am Darren, and this is Take That.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down, when you can have it all, you can have it all. Oh, so come on, so come on, get it on. I don't know what you're waiting for. Your time is coming, don't be late. Face, let it shine. can change. So clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes. You might just get a big surprise, and it may feel good.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Oh,
was Hyuna with Bubble Pop, and that was glorious. I think you'll agree. Did that sample the Do-Ron-Ron in the background? I'm sure there was something familiar in there. Or it was Plastic Bertrand. C'est plat pour moi. It was something going on in the background there that I recognised. Anyway, thank you very much to Astronomer for suggesting Hyuna. We opened up this week. Welcome along to the playlist, by the way. I'm Darren, and this is, of course, the playlist. We opened up this week with Daft Punk, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, suggested by Nikki Quotes, and the inspiration for this week's theme. We followed that with Take That, Shine, as suggested by Dr. Caitlin Swisslet. So, yes, this week's theme is, well, I'll tell you about it after the next couple of tunes. Amazingly, considering the theme, this next one was only suggested by one person, presumably because everybody thought that somebody else would suggest it. So thanks very much to my dad for suggesting Rose Royce with Car Wash.
Thank you. This is Jarvis Cocker, and when I'm not spending my time making babies, or living like common people, I definitely listen to the playlist.
Cheeky chappy there singing about his favourite car washing sponge, soft and wet. That was suggested by David Cohen. No, sorry, Davy Bott. Got my Davids mixed up there. Ahead of that, Grace Jones and a song about precise parking, Pull Up to the Bumper from 1981, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks. And ahead of that, the tune that no one dared suggest for this, for the theme this week. For every week there must be a theme, and I think this is the latest I've ever recapped this week's theme, so I guess I'm doing all right. Rolls Royce with Car Wash, as suggested by my dad. So thank you very much, my dad. So yes, the theme this week is car wash. Car wash music, car washing, I don't know. Nicky Quirk suggested it, go and ask him. He was in a car wash and he played Daft Punk and it was very good. And so he said, hey, maybe car wash should be a theme. And here we are, enjoying, quote unquote, the results of that. Actually, no, there's some really great tunes. There's been some great tunes so far, and there's some really good ones to come, including this next one, which was suggested by David Cohen. So thank you very much, David. Presumably suggested because after you've taken a drive on this particular road, you are probably going to need to put your car through a car wash. This is Chris Rea.
Thank you. breakdown. Oh no, this is the road to hell.
Thank you.
The mighty rock set there with Joyride, as suggested by Moth Ninja. Thank you very much, Mothy. That was a fine suggestion. After you've gone on your Joyride, of course, you would need to put your car through the car wash, thus making it fit this week's theme. It has to be said that a good number of the suggestions are just car related, so I'm having to make, and people didn't really bother coming up with any compelling reason as to why that should fit the theme, so I'm having to do it myself. Poorly, it's fair to say. Fair play to Mr. Dodds for slipping into my bed this hour with this lovely tune from Bonobo. It's called Jets, because a car wash has jets. Oh, I love this. I love doing this. I love the vague notions of links that people come up with between the songs and the suggestions and the theme. It's great. Anyway, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and our theme this week, if you've just joined us, is car wash. And so therefore, all of the songs this week are about going through a car wash, and there's no equivocation about that. There's no argument. Except for in the case of this next track, which is about a car that has been through a car wash and is therefore mint, you could say. Thank you very much to Roy too for suggesting Mint Car by The Cure. Was The Cure with Mint Car. Thank you very much to Roy too for that suggestion. They played Primavera Festival this last weekend, and I heard a couple of tracks from it on a competing radio station, which I shan't give any advertising to because, well, I don't want them to have any further listeners, quite frankly. Anyway, heard a couple of the tracks. It was really, really good stuff, and I'm told that the set is up on one of those video streaming sites that I may steal it from. Anyway, yeah, that was really nice. So thank you very much to Roy too for that. This next one has been suggested by White Wolf a couple of times. And this time, well, we managed to get it to fit in the show. So, Gary, enjoy Kathy Davey with Clean and Neat.
Celebrated for its excellence.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. Sits the man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name.
every last second there of Sheryl Crow, All I Wanna Do, as suggested by Cara and Lost Tourist, on account of there is a mention of car washing, and that is exactly what we're here for. For the theme this week is car wash, so thank you very much, Nikki Quote, for coming up with the theme. Or blame Nikki Quote, whichever way you want to look at it, it's fine. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and yes, it is good to be here. And you are still hearing Bonobo in the background, as suggested by Mr. Dodds. I did mean to change up to another one, but then I sort of forgot a little bit, because I was too busy enjoying the chat in the chat room. You know, it's all good stuff over there, where I've had a couple of theme suggestions thrown at me, so they've gone in the list. Thank you very much, everybody. So yes, I hope you're enjoying the tunes this week. I am very much so. It's amazing what we can wring out of a... I have to admit, when I first saw that toot from Nikki Quote about the theme being car wash, I sat there for a minute and I thought, what on earth are we going to get out of that, apart from a million suggestions for Rolls Royce? And it turns out no suggestions for Rolls Royce, and loads of other really interesting tunes. So, you know, including this next one, which is very, very interesting indeed. So Rollo suggested three or four tracks. They actually suggested three tracks and then said, actually, no, perhaps don't play that one because it's a bit odd and it's sort of sound effects and noises and it's not really a good radio track. But by the time I noticed that editorial change, I'd already selected the track that Rollo said perhaps I shouldn't play, because it's a really interesting piece of music. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. I'm almost certain this isn't the first time that you've suggested this one, Rollo, and I'm glad I get a chance to play it, because it is genuinely really an interesting tune. So well, sit back and enjoy this one from Rainy Miller. There's a Fiesta Mark II on fire.
On the A148, shell or the I-65, either or we still wait. Here I am, no plan, there's no motive, just me on my way. Let me in, let me break, and as you know, Spaghetti Junction funeral, as the flames won't drown, but the wheels still feel gold. Straight left or right, got your home within sight. See tech on the side, a Fiesta burns bright, a Fiesta burns bright, a Fiesta burns bright, a Fiesta burns bright, a Fiesta burns. Dancing all on the trunk, flesh amongst the metal, seeking out the inside. Let it burn through the night. I see that shade they left in my eyes. Try as much as you might. As well as thy urn, they're at every turn. We'll be right back.
How many other DJs are brave enough to play that much silence and weird noise at the end of a song? And when I say brave, I mean lazy. That was Rainy Miller. There's a Fiesta Mark II on fire, which, as Rollo points out in the lyrics, there is something about it being raining. So that is a type of car wash, is it not? A free car wash. Though I would suggest that if the car is on fire, the rain probably isn't doing an awful lot to clean the paintwork. But you know, I don't know, I wasn't there. I could be wrong. Depends on how much it's on fire, of course. So anyway, thank you very much, Rollo. That was Rainy Miller. There's a Fiesta Mark II on fire. Don't worry, it's not near you. It's on fire somewhere else, somewhere near Spaghetti Junction, I think it was. I really enjoyed that. That was really good. I'm going to look up more of Rainy Miller's tunes because I'm cool and hip. When was that from? That was from 2022. God blimey, that's basically new. If that was on a Guess the Year, I wouldn't know. Not least because I didn't know the song until this week. But, you know, the point remains. Yes. I'm wittering on now. I am Darren, this is The Playlist, and this next one is another opportunity for you to sit back and put your serious head on and your good quality West German headphones and listen to this, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer from Einstersender Neubarten. This is an abridged version of Fiat Lux, because the original track is about 12 and a half minutes long, and I'm afraid I don't have 12 and a half minutes for one song. But here's 4.5 minutes.
Versteck und liest bläst mich laut, damit auch ich mich hören kann.
Forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
the playlist.
Charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Here comes the racer. He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. Leaning on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving all his power for my five. And when the odds are against him and his dangerous work, you bet your life, speed racer, we'll see it through. Go, speed racer, go, speed racer, go, speed racer, go. Go, speed racer, go, speed racer, go, speed racer, go, go. He's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go, speed racer, go, speed racer, go, speed racer, go. Go, speed racer, go, speed racer, go, speed racer, go, 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 go. Go, speed
someone. Gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up a powerful Mark V. And when the odds are against him in this dangerous work, and you bet your life's be right, so we'll see it through. He's thumping blind as he guns the car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go, Speed Racer! Go, Speed Racer! Go, Speed Racer! Go! Go, Speed Racer! Go, Speed Racer! Go, Speed Racer! Go!
Try again. That was Sponge with Go Speed Racer Go, selected by Toothfish, Patoothfish, on the basis, presumably, that Speed Racer needs to wash his car once in a while. Ahead of that, Corner Shop, amazingly, with That Summer Fun in a Beat Up Datsun, which again, presumably, they would have to wash their car once in a while, even if it is a beat up Datsun. And we're talking, this is 1993, so that Datsun would have been from about 1978. And let's be honest, Julian Lawson, who suggested that. It's probably not worth washing a Datsun from 1978, is it? I mean, it would have been largely rust by 1993 anyway. So this is The Playlist. I'm Darren, where I'm holding opinions about mid-range, low-range cars from the late 70s. Please feel free to subscribe to my Patreon for more opinions on late 1970s Japanese import automobiles. Details on my Patreon to be found elsewhere. Maybe I should have a Patreon or an OnlyFans. Yeah, might set up an OnlyFans. I'll end up having to pay you. Anyway, shut up, Darren. This is The Playlist, and I'm going to shut up now and play some more tunes. This next one was suggested by MeJC, and this is 7 Seconds of Love with My Car. 7 Seconds of Love are the band. The song is called My Car. It's not 7 Seconds of Love with My Car. I do not kink shame, but I also do not advertise such things. Also, it's not 7 seconds long. It's 2 minutes and 49. Work out what that is in seconds, and I don't care. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein...
The Playlist.
Gino Vannelli with Black Cars, who I am presuming are Canadian on account of the fact that they were suggested by Giflian, and Giflian has tasked themselves with only ever suggesting Canadian artists. Although I have to admit, now I don't know whether it's just me, but perhaps other Brits of a certain age, do you remember a brand of ice cream that must have been very short-lived? Pretty sure it was ice cream. Gino Ginelli. It was presumably it was made in Slough, but marketed to be, you know, proper Italian gelato, and it was sold late 80s, early 90s. And when I saw that suggestion come through, I've had Gino Ginelli stuck in my head all week. So thanks for that, Gifley, and it's very good of you. It was a good tune though, so I enjoyed it. Ahead of that was My Car by 7 Seconds of Love. I'm phrasing that in the correct way to make it not sound filthy. That was suggested by Me JC, so thank you very much, Me JC. Presumably you're either Jesus Christ or Jeremy Corbyn, one of the two. Either way, thanks for listening, boss. Good to have you aboard. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Our theme this week, and for another 45 minutes or so, is Car Wash, where all of the songs are about taking your car through the car wash, or, let's be honest, owning a car that you have to wash once in a while. Although if it's anything like me, I'll wash the car and then I'll drive to work where we're beset on all sides by seagulls and albatrosses. And, well, they end up pebble dashing your car. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Pete, so thank you very much, Pete, for suggesting a song that is about a dirty car. Dirty, dirty car. This is Studio Killers.
Yeah. No man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine.
Fat fingers and press the wrong button, and those buttons are like 50 millimeters apart. Enormous thumbs. DJ Darren and his enormous thumbs. Yeah. Anyway, That was Chromeo with Fancy Footwork, suggested by Mrs. Dodds on the basis of a shiny car has shiny chrome, so therefore Chromeo. Ahead of that, Crystal Method, Come Back Clean, which is what would happen if you took your car through a car wash. That was the... I had it right in front of me, now it's disappeared. The Cascada remix, so thank you very much to Tiger Crash for that suggestion. I hope you enjoyed the Cascada remix. I downloaded that one first and then realized I downloaded a remix, so I thought I'll go back and get the proper version of it, and then I just really liked that remix, so I played that one instead. And there's nothing you can do about it unless you, I don't know, re-edit the show in your own time and listen to it how you want to hear it. I don't mind if you do that. Help yourself. Unless you're Google, in which case, no, you're not allowed to help yourself to my stuff. I worked very hard on it, and you owe me money if you take it. Spotify won't take it at all, so, you know, do with that what you will. Anyway, I've no idea what I'm talking about anymore. So I'm going to play more songs, I reckon. This one was suggested by Ronald Snyder and is Outcast. So fresh, so clean.
Ain't nobody don't miss me, I'm just so fresh, so clean. Hi, Nene Cherry here, listening to the playlist with my brother Eagle Eye. I'm doing the Buffalo Stance and everything.
Master Ace Incorporated, Sitting on Chrome, which of course you'd only sit on if it was clean, so therefore the car has been through the car wash. And well, there you go, it fits the theme. Thank you very much to Seard for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Outcast, So Fresh, So Clean, from 2000. Was that Stankonia, I think that was on? I could tell by, you know, just looking at the screen in front of me, I suppose, but where's the fun in that, eh? Actually, I can't because I've reordered things. Ah, dear. I don't know, actually, because apparently that's from something completely different. Like a compilation thing. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm sure somebody out there will tell me. So yeah, that was two tunes, both of them fitting the theme this week, which is car wash. Which there's not really much point telling you that now, because there's only 25 minutes left of this. I hope you've enjoyed the first 95 minutes of it, 96 minutes in fact. I have, and that's all that matters really, isn't it? I meant to say before that White Wolf, that Gary had slid into my bed for a few minutes there with Lalo Schifrin's Lucille, and I can't remember why he suggested that, but it worked as a bed, I'm sure Lalo is Cantonese for car wash, probably. And currently, Rollo is residing in my bed with El Michel's Affair with Oakley's Car Wash. I'm assuming it's El Michel, because El Michael's doesn't really work, does it? But anyway, an enjoyable piece. Thank you very much, Rollo, for that suggestion. This next tune was suggested by... let me have a look at my list. Ah, Mr. Andrew D, of course. Now, the thing with this next one is, if you have any children with you, perhaps... you might, unless they're Australian children, you might want to plug their ears. If they're Australian children, then this is schoolboy chit chat. This is Keith by Play Lunch.
Shaved head, tatted up, about 6'3". He was our neighbour when we lived on Hotham Street, and though we never got his name, we called him Keith. Keith had a white Volkswagen Amarok that he parked out front his house, with a steel two-wheeler trailer that he liked to tow around. One day our mate was coming round and parked out on the street, and little did we know we had just started World War III. Little did we know we had just started World War III. The bloke was seething, he was enraged, knocked on our door like a dog in a cage. We opened up, his face was red, took off his speedies and he said,
"Don't park in my trailer, cut, don't park in my spot. It's the second time this week and I'm about to lose the plot. I phoned up the council and the bloke said it was mine. Move your shit heap of a car to the other fucking side." Had a gathering. A pregnant woman pulled up in a CRV, spotted a park and said, "Well, that's for me." Well, wouldn't you know, that very moment around the corner came Keith. He pulled his ute up next to her and then he said quite cordially,
"Oh, g'day love, that's my house, so you'll have to park elsewhere."
She said, "Surely you could just as easily park it over there. Surely you could just as easily park it over there." And from our porch we watched the scene as something snapped. The man turned green. He pointed his finger and he said it clear. Open up his lungs to the world to hear.
Don't fuck with my trailer, cut. Don't park in my spot. It's the second time this weekend I'm about to lose the plot. I phoned up the council and the bloke said it was mine. Move your shit heap of a car to the other fucking side.
Tuesday afternoon we last saw Keith. The current affair crew came rolling down the street. He heard a knock and opened up his door, shocked and perplexed.
Tracy Grimshaw. She held the mic right up to his face, called him out for everything and said, "You're a disgrace." But Keith wasn't listening. His eyes were locked deadpan, staring at the camera crew and where they parked the van. He said,
"Don't fuck with my trailer, cuz. Don't park in my spot. Keith, the second line is weak and I'm about to lose the plot.
Don't do it."
I fired up the council and the boss said it was mine. Move your shit, he bought my car to the motherfucking side.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Delightful example of fully understanding the brief here. That was suggested by Laura underscore 2222 and was Sweet Thing with Change of Seasons. Now, what does that have to do with car wash? Well, there in that Canada where Laura lives, they wash their car but twice a year. once at the end of winter to get all the winter grime off of it, and once before winter starts, before it gets too cold to wash your car. And so thus, the change of seasons. And I like that. That's just the kind of justification that I like. Which reminds me, actually, I never did go back and tell you why Sod's lawyer suggested the Oysterzende Neubauten Fiat Lux. Well, because Fiat is a car and Lux is a brand of soap. And bravo, Sod's lawyer, bravo. So yeah, I do like weak justifications for suggestions. You know this. Ahead of that was Play Lunch with Keith, which, let's be honest, doesn't have an awful lot to do with the theme, but it's a banger of a tune, and I very much enjoy it. So thank you very much to Mr. Andrew D for that suggestion. This next one is a bit more of a straightforward link, and for a change, it's not about a car. This is the Turtles, brackets Wax, with Happy Together, suggested by Aunt Lecrae.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy.
Sitting out on the
playlist.
Go. I started downtown
got a chick, but in that way I had to all of them go. I had to all of them go. No use to fool around with it, got to all of them and go. I don't chew the back of it, I don't dip stuff, put the stuff on the bottle. I've got enough, got to all of them go. Got to all of them go. Don't smoke around with it, I got to all of them go. Yeah!
Suggested by Sheepnik, that was Charlie Burse and his Memphis Mudcats with a song that's definitely about a car called Oil It Up and Go from 1939. Cool, where does the time go? It hardly feels like yesterday that I was hearing that all over radio. No, hang on, it wouldn't be radio. The Light Program. Yeah. This is the playlist, and I am Darren, and I have an important job to do right now, for I must announce next week's theme. Next week's theme is... Morally Bankrupt. Now, I wonder, you're asking yourselves, why is Darren suggesting that as a theme? Well, because I like to try and keep things a little bit topical once in a while, and I thought it'd be time to celebrate the World Cup. So in the best way I know how, and I've already done a sports episode like 2 years ago, and I don't want to retread old ground. So what better way to celebrate the World Cup than with the theme of Morally Bankrupt? Where shall we take that? I don't know, but it'll be fun to find out. So yeah, use the hashtag #ThePlaylistSuggestion and fling your suggestions in my direction. And I've just seen a post come up on the chat from Nikki Quote saying, all Morrissey. No, there are lows to which I will not stoop. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Papa Irish, whose birthday it is in a couple of days' time, and he will be 36 years old. Can you believe it? This one was presumably suggested because up the junction there's a garage where there's a car wash, or you can squeeze a sponge. I don't know. Either way, this is Squeeze with Up the Junction.
You are a lady, perhaps she said, I may be. some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, although I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Thank you very much to Papa Irish, the birthday boy, for that suggestion. That was Squeeze Up the Junction, and this is about all I've got time for tonight, so thank you very much for joining me once again this week. Next Monday, the theme of Morally Bankrupt, so let's really celebrate that World Cup. I'm going to leave you with this one suggested by Ben Gray, which is, I think, possibly the masterpiece of this week. Genuinely, I love this track. Enjoy. This is the House of Love. Shine on.
In a garden in the House of Love, sitting lonely on a plastic chair. Sun is cruel when he hides away. I need a sister, I'll just stay. A little girl, a little guy, in a church or in a school. Little Jesus, are you watching me? I'm so young, just 18. She shine on, she shine on, she shine on. In a garden in the House of Love, there's nothing real, just a coat of arms. I'm not the pleasure that I used to be, so young, just 18. She shine on, she shine on, she shine on. I don't know. Sitting lonely on a plastic chair. The sun is cruel when he hides away. I need a sister, I'll just stay. She shine on, she shine on, she shine on. Oh, she shine on. She shine on, she shine on. Oh, she shine on, she shine on, she shine on. And on, and on.
Ah, the
Playlist
has always been celebrated for its excellence.